It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so I feel so good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. Ray Adams here for the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. That's right. The Golf Lifestyle Show is on, and we are ready for you. Are you ready for Dr. Bob Denny, PGA of America Historian Emeritus, and Craig Renshaw, PGA of America? Well, lifer. That's what we decided, right? He's a lifetime member of the PGA of America, one of the great instructors from the PGA of America around the country, now hailing from Florida. Both of them live within a couple inches of each other, I guess. And you're right down there with our great friend, Elissa Godet. And you know, Elissa posted something today. And I really was so impressed. I'm not always impressed. Whatever Elissa Godet does, I'm very impressed. Just like Debbie Wakis or Jill Stride or some of these other great women in golf all over the country. But Elissa Godet is the founder of Women's Golf Day. And she posted something today that I thought was so very important for everybody. And she said that she heard a quote today and it really hit home. Here's the quote. Intention is nothing without action. Action is nothing without intention. And of course, she related that to her creating a true B2B ecosystem when she created Women's Golf Day. And it was for golf facilities, growing a global consumer community, she says, because she says intention and action really are at our core. So she goes on to talk a lot more about quick fixes and things like that. But I really like the quote that she found somewhere, that intention is nothing without action, and action is nothing without intention. Just a little food thought there for the day. And I think it's important that we, in fact, think through that. And same thing with our golf game. If you're intent, then you're going to take action. And if you're taking action, it means you had intent. Boy, did I see a lot of intent and action at the Schwab Cup Championship this week. And we're talking about that. But before we do, I want you everybody to welcome a brand new sponsor of this show, Great American Golf Podcast Show. And maybe soon in the future, you'll see a wonderful television advertisement on my TV show, Match Play with Ray Adams. Who am I talking about? Our new sponsor, a very innovative 3-in-1 golf towel. Now, look, I know everybody's yawning and that we've had a million golf towels out there over the centuries of the game. This is one that I decided to bring on board. A wonderful young man who is the inventor and founder. It's called Greenside Essentials. greensideessentials.com. You'll want to go to that website, greensideessentials.com, because this 3-in-1 towel has a lot of features to it that I've not seen before. And the thing that I really like about it the most is that it has a detachable brush. So your towel is on your bag. You leave your bag in your golf car. You take a couple of clubs. You go over and hit some balls. You can take the brush with you, put it in your pocket, make sure that club is nice and clean. And then afterward, as you're walking back to your golf car, wherever you're doing, you can clean your club with a detachable brush. That's one of the big features. There are many more. GreensideEssentials.com. And yes, I wore my Squares golf shoes out to the Schwab Cup Championship. You want to go to Squares.com. And of course, I was all outfitted in my wonderful Ashworth golf apparel. You want to go to Ashworth-golf.com. And, you know, folks, when you wear Ashworth golf apparel, you're wearing history. And that's the truth. Beautiful, beautiful apparel. ashworthgolf.com. Okay, Dr. Bob Denny, let's start with it. What's happening with the ladies?
They finished a spirited event in the Annika, which we
That's a
talked on
good
this.
word. I love your word, spirited. Go ahead.
Yes, and it was Lynn Grant of Sweden, who was virtually error-free, winning by two easily over Jennifer Kupcho. Charlie Hull had a 63 to tie for fourth at the end, and it was in front of Annika Sörenstam, who is a her homeland idol. So that was very important for her to see that. In her career was very and set her up for a nice week ahead at the CME Group Tour Championship in Naples, where they have $11 million purse and a $4 million first place prize.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, the Annika is a big deal, and we talked about it on the last show. And where are we headed?
To Naples, Florida, to the Tiburon Golf Club, to the CME Group Tour Championship. This event has been in play since 2011, and the Chicago Mercantile Group has added to the price of the purse every year as keeps going up. And the last time an American ever won this event was 2018. That was Lexi Thompson. So that says a lot about the strength of the Asian golfers who have been so consistent over the years.
Well, and we know that Lexi is in her, this was her, I think her world tour, goodbye tour, swan song tour, and year, I should say. And we're going to miss Lexi. Hopefully she'll come out and play here and there for us. She's thrilled us for so many years, so I'm glad you mentioned her name. And congratulations. I watched Lynn Grant on my broadcast monitor here in the studio yesterday for a while, and the day before that even a little bit. So great event, loved it, and can't wait to see the ladies now finish out, because everybody is finishing out their big tour championships. And Craig, let's get over to the PGA Tour. We're still in the 2026, beginning of the 2026 PGA Tour season, aren't we?
We are, and Adam Shank was able to hold off a few golfers with a final round 71 yesterday, win by one shot over Chandler Phillips. And
Absolutely.
it was your typical event, as far as a lot of people don't recognize, but Adam's won a couple times. He is up to a high of 40th in the world right now, so that's pretty good. And he's these events in this time of year, I think we've talked about this, they play a valuable part because they do get some recognition for these guys. And some of these guys are they're very, very talented. The fields are deep. Just because you don't hear of them, these are good golfers. He has a couple nice events, and he's played in all the majors, just hasn't necessarily broke through and had a great event. But this could be a young man that age 33 is entering the prime. And we could hear him, hear from him for the next, 4 or 5 years.
What does this get him, Craig? He wins $1 million. He got five, he received 500 FedEx Cup, but they called it fall points. Isn't that interesting what they're doing? Now it's not just 500 FedEx Cup points, it's 500 FedEx fall points. What pray tell does that mean, Dr. Bob?
Ball points.
How is a FedEx Cup point different in the regular season than it is in the fall?
I don't have that in front of me. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't either, and that's why I'm asking both of you, because neither one of you know the answer, and I don't know the answer. And frankly, I'm a little bit, what is this fall? Are we now going to start calling it winter FedEx Cup points? Are we going to call it spring? Will there be FedEx Cup summer points?
I'm looking at the thing right now, Ray. I'm looking at Ray. I could interrupt you.
Please.
He does earn 500 FedEx Cup points.
Yes.
He does earn that with 500 points and $1.08 million. And this was his very first PGA Tour victory.
Yes, it
And
was.
part of
Congratulations.
and most of it, he was putting one-handed.
Yeah, I saw that. But for them to call it fall points, I've got to believe, and we'll look it up and we'll figure this out, because I brought it up because it's blatantly right there on, PGAtour.com at the leaderboard. I've got to believe that means he still doesn't get an invite to the Masters, right,
That's
Bob?
correct. That's correct.
I
Well,
guess that's.
it depends where it depends where it puts him
In a ranking, the ranking. Yeah.
in the fall ranking. So the fall points are basically just rearranging everybody that's already in the top 50, the top 100, and all that stuff, because then that gets you in certain signature events,
Right.
certain signature events you're not into, and all that
Well,
kind of stuff.
see, right.
There you go,
But
folks. In under 30 seconds, Craig Renshaw and Dr. Bob give us the answer of what it means. Bob, go.
yeah. Well, if he's in the top 50, then he'll earn his way into the Masters. He can earn that way in by strong play for the next few months.
Okay, very good. Here's the leaderboard. Adam Schenck wins it, his first event. Congratulations, Adam. Where did he hail from and go to school, Craig?
Indiana.
Oh, he's a Hoosier.
He
He's
is.
from
He
the
went.
he's
He
from,
went
he's
to
from the,
Purdue. Yeah, he went to Purdue.
I used to cover junior college basketball fellows, and Vincennes, Indiana is where he's from, and that's one of the great hotbeds of Indiana basketball. He went to Purdue, which another great basketball
Course.
school. So he's earned his ranks. He's been a grinder up through the tours, and this is his breakout party, and congratulations for that.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Chandler Phillips was there. So was Alex Smalley. Vince Whaley was in there. Frankie Capon III was in there. Max McGreevy, Takumi Kanaya, Rikuyo Hoshino, Camilo Villegas is where we've got to get to him to finally get to a big name that we know of. Adam Hadwin was in there, and then he shot a 71, and then he finally shot a 75 yesterday. So we're sorry for Adam. He had it and, well, lost it. But a lot of names, as you said, Craig, that nobody's ever heard of, but I think we're going to be hearing about them, and certainly with Adam Schenck. All right, PGA Tour, thank you very much. We know lots of changes and things heading over that way. Let's keep going, because we have a fun. This DP World Tour, I love it. I think it's just great. And there's so many ins and outs and twists and turns around about it. But the big DP World Championship concluded yesterday. Bob, let me start with you. And of course, we have such a two iconic players. Matt Fitzpatrick wins it in a playoff over none other than Rory McIlroy, the Irishman. But Rory wins the year-long, season-long. Bob, take off.
Yes, this was like I said earlier in other programs, it's the Ryder Cup redux of teammates trying to go out and to see how they can do against each other rather than fighting against the USA. And Matt Fitzpatrick won his third title of this event. At the season-long title goes to Rory. What Rory did to get into the playoff was a 234-yard second shot into the par 5 18th, put it 15 feet away, and made his eagle putt, got into the playoff, and then hit his drive into the water. So that's what lost the playoff for him. Okay, but he did get this. It's a seventh Race to Dubai title for Rory, passing Seve Ballesteros, and now he's one behind Colin Montgomery.
So Matt Fitzpatrick wins in the playoff. Rory wins the season long, and Ludvig Åberg came in, and he was right there, one stroke off of it. Bob, what happened to him?
I didn't watch the tail end of Ludwig's round, so
Yeah,
I
he ended
couldn't.
up at 17 under par along with
Yeah.
Laurie Kanter and Tommy Fleetwood. I mean, this was kind of a Wild West shootout, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, and when we talked the other day, I mean, they had all these guys at the top of the list, so we knew that that was, an event that was all primed and ready, and the cream had risen to the top, and they continued to do that. And even though they went deep yesterday, 6-7 under par and stuff like that, 18 is, 4 or 5 under is what you're going to have to average to be close to the top here. So
Yeah.
Unlike where we have, 25, 26, and 30 under par on most of our events, it seems like.
Big difference in the prize money. I was interested to see Fitz won 2.57, so call it 2.6 million euros, and Rory finishing at the same score but losing in the playoff wins only 1 million euros. I mean, they really had those numbers, that prize money mixed around a bit on percentages. And then Ludwig Ober is 400,000 euros, and then of course it drops dramatically going down from there. Tommy Fleetwood.
But what did Rory win for winning the overall?
Well, loads,
There you
buckets,
go.
yeah, buckets and buckets and buckets of money. I don't know how he carried it all home. I don't know how. They had to have a special cargo plane to get him home with all the money. And Tommy Fleetwood here again. Ending his season on another big note, he finishes right there with everybody. Wins again the 400,000 euros. Money not a big deal. I mean, he's already loaded up to the gills with money this year. But he shoots a 65, and then but for the 71, he comes back with the 68 and a 67, or he would have been right there. So, Tommy, congratulations. Your big year of coming out party and so many other great players at the DP World on the Earth course in Dubai. And a lot of people may have heard over the years. My wife has been to Dubai and she has told me many, many great things about it. She went there with her sister. I sent her there years ago and she absolutely thinks it's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. She was there, and she didn't get out to the golf course because they were doing other sister things when they went, but beautiful place. And I've spent my time in the Middle East as well years ago. Very fascinating, interesting places. And we all know what's happening with golf going on LIV and all of the influence there. So there we go. The DP World tour is done. They're going to take a rest. They'll be back. Rory will be back. They'll all be back. And it's going to be a lot of fun for 2026 to see them in big time action as well. All right. You look at the peach. Bob is.
You can see me,
Hi,
yes.
Bob. You'll be, see, everybody does it. No one knows this, folks, because we've now gone over to streaming, and this becomes not just a radio show but a podcast. We can all see each other. Now you're hearing us, but we're seeing each other, and it makes for a great dynamic to have the conversation on air that I didn't have for 25 years on Earth Terra Radio. Bob, you're waving. What's up?
It was just an unanswered question, just to help.
Go
The
ahead.
bonus money for the win by Rory, he gets $2 million.
Two. And what's the FedEx Cup Championship payout here? We'll figure that out. And what's the Schwab Cup season long pay? We'll figure that out. I saw it written down yesterday, but I hesitate saying it because I'm not exactly sure of what I saw. I was reading a lot of stuff at the Phoenix Country Club yesterday. And all of that is great, and we know it's loads and loads of money, and we're congratulating all of the players that won the big season ending FedEx Cup and the Tour Championship and the DP.
Okay, I got those for you too if you want it.
Okay, Bob, see,
Okay.
with this is a little bit purposeful. I kind of rave on for a minute, and by that time, either Craig or Bob's got the answer.
This is your interactive golf program. We always
Yes, it
come up with
is.
something. It doesn't, you don't come in with set notes. You have to keep adding more. Well, the Schwab Cup is worth $528,000 to the winner of the season-ending tournament and a $1 million bonus for winning the overall season points race. That's 1.528 million.
For
Okay,
Stewart Cink, yeah.
right. And the FedEx Cup is $10 million to the
Yes.
winner. To the
Okay.
winner.
Well,
Okay,
and
there you
we now
go.
know. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the Schwab Cup because I'm going to play Stewart Cink. I shot a great video with him yesterday, and we're going to try to see if we can get the audio right here. Winner of the Schwab Cup Championship and the season-long cup, and then we'll talk about it. I have great videos, by the way, folks, going up on my Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube sites with Stuart Sink, with Paul Griffin from Feeney's Country Club, the director of golf, talking all about being at Feeney's Country Club, Feeney's Country Club course, and the Schwab Cup coming there, how the members feel about it, things like that. Miguel Angel Jimenez and I shot a great video yesterday that will be posted up. And Bernard Langer and I shot a great video where he talks all about his year and how he's doing, how he's feeling, what he'll do on the off season. And we also talk about Tour Edge at touredge.com, one of my great sponsors for many years. Bernard Langer plays Tour Edge. He's their ambassador, staff, professional player. Talks about the new logo, talks about the new bags, talks about the new clubs. And he has a wonderful word that he uses to describe the new Tour Edge look. And that word is fresh. He called it fresh. And I really like that word. So you'll have to watch my videos. Go to my postings at Match Play TV, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Match Play TV, and you're going to see those videos get posted. And we will go from there. But right now, let's see if we can bring in Stuart Sink, the champion at the Schwab Cup Championship.
And I heard you talking a little bit about that and his consistency. But what about you? You've played all over the world for many years. You've won everywhere, many tournaments on the PGA Tour, and of course, now the PGA Tour Champions. But how important is it for you to have your name now on a Charles Schwab Cup Championship trophy?
Well, this is the first time since 1996 that I've been the top guy at the end of any season. And I was that on the what's now Korn Ferry Tour in 1996. I was the Nike Tour champion. So it's only been 29 years. But to be able to come here and sort of repeat that feat in a way, it just does feel awesome. Especially though, since I've been talking about it all year. You know, I've been talking about like, I want to win the Schwab Cup. I want to win the Schwab Cup. I'm second. I'm third. I never led. And I was always behind and kind of looking at what I need to do. And Miguel kept playing great. And Auker won. Little Rock and Simmons Bank, and they just kept staying ahead of me, and the only way I was going to take care of that goal was to win this tournament. And I came in with a great game plan. Chris and I, my caddy, really game planned this course well, and game plan is nothing but execution. And so it was a good execution week. Drove it nice, even though didn't hit a ton of fairways. My driver's a pretty good weapon.
Yeah.
And, there's some holes out here that are not comfortable driving holes.
No, they're not.
Especially the way I have been in the past with my driver. But I was very proud that I attacked those holes successfully and faced a little bit of discomfort and was able to execute.
Last question for Stuart Sink here, champion at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship today at Feeney's Country Club. Stuart, you and I sat next to each other at Tom Lehman's house a number of years ago for the PGA Tour Bible study. I don't know if you remember that, but we did. And I know you have a very strong faith that a number of players out here share. Tell the folks, how important is your faith to sustain you through all the grind and the travel and the time, sometimes away from family? Tell me a little bit about that and how that drives you forward.
Well, it's the one thing that matters the most to me because it's the one thing that I can count on never changing. I can't depend on where the golf ball goes. Can't depend on what the other players do or if the flight's on time. I can only depend on my faith in Christ because it never changes. And that's what I know I'm rooted in. And I can't save myself from sin. So now golf, golf is a game. And even though it's a game, it matters a lot to me. And for anybody who something matters a lot to, the love for that can also bring a lot of adversity because you want it so bad. And I want the results out here so bad, but playing for results just doesn't lead to success. So I've learned that I can lean on my faith and lean on things that are going to be consistent that I can control. That will bring the success. It just takes a lot of discipline to disengage from that and focus over here.
Great lesson for golf. Great lesson for life from Stuart Sink, the champion here out at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. Thanks, Stuart.
You got it.
Good buddy.
All right, there he is, guys. And you look at Stuart Sink, and we started the show talking about Elissa Godet and the intention and leads to activity. And he said he came in with his caddy and they had a plan. And then he executed that plan. And he knew he had to win this to win the season long. There was no other way about it. We heard that. So, Craig, Stuart Cink has always been such a wonderful player, and 6'4". He towers over me at 6 feet tall I am, and yet so down to earth and so easily accessible. What a nice guy. And I'm so proud of him and glad that he won. Of course, obviously, we all thought Stephen Alker would. They were in the final pairing together. And Stephen said, "Hey, Ray, give me a call this week. I'll be happy to come on your show," when I congratulated him after the tournament was over. But and we'll get Stephen Alker on the show with us here, either the next show or one coming up. What about Stuart Cink, Craig, winning the tournament, winning the season long, and talking about a plan coming into Phoenix Country Club that started in 1899, a historic win with a historic player, with a historic championship on a historic course, Craig?
Yeah, I mean, Stuart fits everything that you're talking about. He's been out there a long time. He does things the right way. Worked hard on his game. He's methodically worked his way through his career. He's had some good ups and downs throughout the time. And now this is, you know, he hasn't led anything since the Korn Ferry Tour. So nice for him to finish this year on a high note. It's something he set a goal to, and he achieved it. So I think that's great for everybody.
Bob Stuart Cink talked about his intention, but he said that this, from a historic standpoint, this is the first time since 29 years ago he finished first on the Nike Tour, which is what is the Korn Ferry Tour now, and he had not finished at the end of the season in first place until yesterday. What about that kind of history?
Well, that's golf. And everybody has their ups and their downs in every time of thing. Every week is different in golf for a lot of different reasons. You're not depending upon a teammate. You're depending upon yourself. And I just remember back to Stuart Cink and his victory in the Open Championship against Tom Watson in the playoff. And it was probably the most bittersweet win probably of his career, because he was the anti-hero coming in there, knocking off Tom Watson, who was trying to become the oldest major champion in history. And Tom was doing the improbable, and it wasn't a popular victory, but Stuart got through all that. And I, to be honest though, Stuart shouldn't feel so bad, because the most unpopular winner of all time in a major was Bob Golby, because he didn't sign an incorrect scorecard, and Roberto DiVincenzo did at the Masters.
Yes.
So that was the sad part about golf. You have to go through so many changes and ups and downs, and how do you feel that day, and blah, blah, blah. There's so many variables, and Craig can speak for this at any time, that so many variables go into a round of golf, whether you're playing casual or in the heart of a contention.
You know, over the 25 years I've been covering professional golf on every tour all over the world, I got to tell you, I hear all of these people, Craig and Bob, you know, when they do the exit interviews round by round and then the winner. And I heard it again yesterday. People asking Stuart, before I got to him, people asking Stuart, you know, how did you feel about this or feel about that? You know, I guess that's important, Craig, but let me go way out here and say something. I'm probably going to get emails at golfadams@msn.com. And go ahead and send me an email if you disagree. But Craig, I don't know that I really care how they feel. I mean, I care about everything. I'm, you know, I'm a nice guy. They're nice people and all that. We care about their feelings and all that. But really, is that a relevant question? Maybe I'm not asking it as I should, but do we really care how players feel? I don't think that fans care. I don't think. Go ahead. Tell me, where am I going wrong?
No, I totally agree. I think the majority of those questions are just the golfers that have been out for a while. They can sit there and look at it without rolling their eyes of saying, you know, that is a really dumb question and it doesn't matter. So a veteran like Stuart can pull that off. But if I was sitting in that chair 25 years ago and somebody asked me that, I would, you know, David Duval said it. David Duval said it multiple times. Why does it matter that I'm number one? That all these things matter. When I was number three or number four, nobody cared. Now that I'm number one in the world, I have to have all these opinions and thoughts. And it's like, none of this matters. I'm still the same guy that hits the golf ball and does this and this. And I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Bob?
Well, I totally agree with that. It's the nature of the attention. It's media not having good questions when they walk into the door and try to talk to these people. They're not intelligent. And one of the great guys that used to tell you how you thought about a question was Bob Knight of Indiana University. He would tell you what you think if you asked a dumb question. And I can't say it on this program, but it's another example of just how you deal with the added noise. How's the noise out there? And today we have even more noise, which is social media. And some of the great athletes today, they turn off social media. And those are the ones I respect a lot.
This whole thing about social media is in a transition time, I think. Craig, can't wait for your comment. You sent me something today on a person who is considered an influencer. We're not going to name the name. We're not going to talk about it. I actually feel a little sad for this person, and I have for a long time. They can never be on my show for a variety of reasons. But this whole thing about social media and with golf and influencers, okay? So everybody wants the influencer that's going to put their product on the map, that's going to skyrocket their sales, you know, and just absolutely take them to the moon as far as the exposure and the number of people that are following their posts and blah, blah, blah. I think influencers are on their way out. I think that the writing is on the wall. I think influencers have gone from years ago, yes, doing some of that, giving some exposure, putting some people's eyes and ears on products that the founders and owners and inventors want. And I think those days, although they're here still and influencers are sought after and some of them are paid loads of money, have become more instigators. Influencers are now instigators. And I think there's going to be a new definition of an influencer. There's going to be a new influencer beyond the instigator that they are now to something new, something different, a way forward. And I'm not exactly sure what that is. I'm studying it. I'm looking at it. Look, somebody told me the other day that I'm an influencer. Okay, well, anybody that has a radio show or a TV show is an influencer, and that means Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in the I Love Lucy comedy series, or Seinfeld was an influencer, because, you know, you have funny content, or you have interesting content, or you have dramatic content, you're influencing people, you're captivating their attention, and because of that, you have them there, and you're able to advertise, you're able to talk about products, you're able to influence, and you're able to suggest or instigate action, intention, action. That's how we've started the show. That's what Stuart talked about. And that's exactly what it is. But I think influencers are in a change state. I think they've become instigators. And I think that there's a lot of tabloid golf talk out there. And I'm not sure that that's all that great for the game anymore, Craig.
I agree. I think it's important to take the temperature of a lot of people. I don't think that's bad, but the idea that I'm going to let somebody make up my mind for me is not going to be the way I roll or I've ever rolled, really. So, I think that's where a lot of people have gotten into trouble with the idea of the influencer, is that
well, just because so-and-so does it, I'm going to do this, or think that I'm going to come up with my own opinion. And I think that's probably definitely on its way down. I don't think it'll ever disappear, because I agree. You've had people that are influencers. They just weren't considered that at the time. And now
we didn't have that word. Yeah, we didn't have that word because we didn't have social media. I'd rather consider myself as an ambassador. Yes, I wear Ashworth apparel. I'm an ambassador for them. Bernard Longer is an ambassador and a professional tour staff player for Tour Edge Golf. Bob, what's your thinking on this?
Well, I've been also a person that sort of monitors the social media playing. I used to be on Twitter for a long time, got off it for a while, and I've looked at how it goes, and it was the largest echo chamber in the country for a long time before other platforms took over, Instagram and others. But it's the nature of, I think, of those that are using it, the age groups that are using it, people that just want a quick attention. Those are people that want to bring their own brand to the fore is a lot of it. And I think it can be dangerous. And I can also think it can be addictive. And that's the best part about it. So I've never looked upon it as something that sort of drives my thinking for the day, because fortunately I do read other things, and I do read other newspapers that are online. I do read and listen to things. Some people, I wonder how many listeners on this program listen to National Public Radio. Okay, there's an incredible bunch of educated people that are producing things.
Oh yeah,
and those help lift up your idea about the world. And I hopefully, when it comes to golf and athletics and so forth, I think there's a lot of smart people out there playing this game that aren't going to be influenced a lot about this, but some people find that they have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. So please stay with me through these. Yes, they're commercials, they're advertisements, but these are our great sponsors, and they can help you with your game and, well, lots of other information to help inform you and educate you. Stay with me. Have a listen to these sponsors. We're going to be back in just a moment. And boy, do we have some new, interesting stuff, fun things coming your way right after the break.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. So good.
Welcome back, everybody. Ray Adams here with Dr. Bob Denny and Mr. Craig Renshaw. That's exactly what is happening right here on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Appreciate you so very, very much. And listen, all I know is there's lots going on in the world of golf. We covered the PGA Tour. We covered the DP World Final. We covered Schwab Cup Championship. And, you know, when I was out at the Schwab this week, I saw we always talk about hydration, make sure you wear your sunscreen. I saw some players putting it on. I saw the fans putting on sunscreen, and everybody had their water bottle or their drink with them or what have you for hydration purposes. And we have a new hydration product coming on board as a sponsor. Can't wait to introduce that. It's not quite ready, but we will be doing that. And I always talk about make sure you're hydrated correctly. And one of the beverages I saw out there was apple juice. And I had not thought about apple juice because, you know, traditionally apple juice is loaded with sugar, but there's various forms of apple juice you can get, apple flavored items. I've got my apple juice this morning, trying it out right here. And I added some vitamin mineral to it as well, but it's very flavorful. And of course we know an apple a day keeps the doctor away, the old saying. And we're just very excited to drink some apple juice today and make sure that your hydration includes whatever beverage you want. Make sure it's healthy and be careful of the sugar content. But yeah, apple juice, why not? It's a wonderful, flavorful beverage and very healthy. So, you know, I'm looking at where we're headed with these tours. And we talked about the Schwab Cup Championship yesterday, and we heard Stuart Sink talk about it. I've got some great interviews with Boo Weekly, Tommy Gainey, Padraig Harrington, and then make sure you look for my videos that will be posted, as I mentioned earlier, of Stuart Sink, Paul Griffin, the director of golf from Phoenix Country Club, starting way back in 1899. Can you believe it? What a historic place. And Miguel Angel Jimenez will be a video that I post, along with Bernard Longer, will be a video that I post. So make sure you go to Match Play TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and check out those posts and what have you. Changes going on all over the PGA Tour. Changes going on the PGA Tour champions. For example, when I went out yesterday, I did exactly what I always do, and for years and years and years, I don't know how many years I've been covering the Schwab Cup Championship, the PGA Tour Champions season-ending event and tournaments out on the Champions Tour over the years. I remember covering the championship way back when it was at, remember, Craig, when it was at Desert Mountain? And
yep.
It was way up in North Scottsdale at Desert Mountain, and covered it up there, filmed television shows up there. Bernard Longer was one of the people that I filmed up there. And all those TV shows are very classic from up there. And then, of course, been interviewing players, doing the radio recorded interviews like I've been doing for all these, 25 years. So I did exactly.
Didn't they do it at Superstition Mountain for a short time, too?
I'm trying to remember. There was LPGA Tour events out there. Did they do it out there? You know, was that the tradition they moved out there, or was it the Schwab Cup Championship?
Oh, it was probably the tradition. That was it. Yep. That was the tradition.
Because you know what happened at Desert Mountain? It snowed every March up there, unbelievably. Yep. And finally, everybody said, you know, it's snowing. Maybe we'll move it.
Mm-hmm.
And they ultimately moved it out of the state. Away from here, but I think you're right about that. I think it was the tradition, but anyway, yep. So I went in yesterday, as I always do, and I go back to the flash media area around the side of the clubhouse, just off the 18th green, where the players get done. They walk right down a little 100-yard walk. They come to the flash media area. They go in the little room there, and they sign their scorecards. And when they come out, their caddies there and their bags there, and they go over and sign some autographs, and they sign the, you know, honorary observer things, and they do this and that for a couple minutes. And then I will approach the players that I want to interview. And I've got my tee sheet for the day, whichever day I'm there. Like yesterday, I did. Here's my tee sheet from yesterday and the players I wanted to interview. Well, I'm telling everybody this because it's kind of a behind the scenes inside how you go get these interviews, how you get the stories. And I'm one to go get the stories. I dig them out. Doesn't matter what event, Ryder Cups, major championships, PGA Tour events, the LPGA Tour events, or the Schwab Cup. So year in and year out, that's where I go over at Phoenix Country Club like I did yesterday. And when the players are done with everything right there in that flash media area, I will approach whoever I want and say, hey, can I get a word or two from you? Now, over the years, I know most of them. They've either been on my TV show or the radio show, and they'll say, sure, Ray, or if they don't know me, whatever. The end of this story is, yesterday when I went out to do this, and I grabbed a couple interviews right there with them, recorded interviews. I then was interviewing with a video Miguel Angel Jimenez. He and I have been friends forever. I was presenting him his wonderful cigar, which I give him every time I see him. And I told the story on the video, why I do that, where we first met. And he talks about his complicated postseason that's going to begin right now on the video, so make sure you watch that. But then I had one of the new staff members on the PGA Tour Champions, and there's new staff, and there are new rules. And one of the new rules, and they came and told me, and I didn't know. And they were very nice, and I was, of course, very compliant and nice. But one of the new rules are you may no longer approach a player at any time for an interview. They must, a staff member assigned to the media area or assigned to that tournament, and there was a couple of them new at the Schwab Cup yesterday. And I met them, talked to them, great. And they came to me and said, hey, Ray, we can no longer do it that way. And I said, oh, okay. And someone who was there that I knew for years and knew me said, yeah, it's kind of always been this way, Ray, but we let it slide. And you know the players, and we knew that you always had the best professional behavior, but it has changed. And now PGA Tour Champions have said, this is the way it's got to be. I said, fine. So for the rest of the afternoon, I had to have one of them, here's the rule, one of them has to approach the player first and say, Ray would like to ask a couple questions. Here's who he is, which is interesting, especially if I've interviewed him 100 times and they know who I am. But that's fine. So they're doing their job, and I'm compliant with the new rules. New rule, one of the staff members must ask the player first. I may not approach a player anymore. No one can. It must be them. And then if the player agrees, then I can go ahead and take an interview. So the first couple of interviews recorded yesterday, you know, I was able to do those because they weren't there and I didn't know the new rule. But when they saw me with Miguel, because we had walked out toward the putting green, that's when they saw me interviewing a player that they had not set up the interview. One thing, there's some other things that I was learning and understanding and talking to some of the players about and what have you. You know, it's just changes going on out there. All right, Bob Denny has a nugget, and everybody wants nuggets from Bob.
Ray, this past week and in Port St. Lucie was a history-making event. Sandrick Chang Kija, an assistant PGA professional at Lake Dona Country Club in Orlando, she had a closing 72 to win the PGA Assistant Professional Championship, 8 under par, 280. She had a 5-stroke victory. She's the first woman in the 49-year history of the event to win that. Per the PGA of America rules, she played from tees 85% of the distance to the hole. She birdied the 7th hole to take the lead for good. If she earns a berth in the PGA Professional Championship next April at Bandon Dunes, well, she'll be playing in the same set of tees as she did in Port St. Lucie. Mm-hmm. People ask, could she have played from the men's tees? Yes, she had to do that and declare it at this section level. then she would have to follow that journey all the way through. But congratulations to Sandra for this outstanding thing. She's a four-time All-American in Division II from Nova Southeastern, and she is an outstanding representative, and we're happy to see this history-making event.
Isn't that great? Craig, tell me a little bit about your take on all the tours and golf on a global level right now. We know there's changes on the PGA Tour, changes on PGA Tour champions, and probably changes overseas at the DP World. Tell me for just a moment, what is your feeling, your overall take? We're coming into the end of these tours. These players are going to rest, relax. Bernard Langer talked all about Tour Edge and his love of playing Tour Edge and the new fresh look. Miguel said, I've got a complicated postseason here. I'll be heading to Portugal, and then I'm heading to Malaga, and he wished everybody a wonderful happy holidays and a happy new year. But he said, I've got a lot going on. Bernard said, I'm not going to be doing much with golf, not much at all. Patty told me when I interviewed him, he said, I'm going to be practice. He said, I ran out of steam at the end of the season. What's your overall take with players that are now coming into a period of rest? It's only a few weeks, holiday time. Some of them will stay very busy. There's some upcoming tournaments Bob will mention in a minute. But what do you think?
Well, I think we're in a pretty good shape. I truly believe that there needs to be an off season. If you decide you want to do some of the silly season stuff like that, I mean, every single sport has it. Even tennis is starting to get that way. I think golf needs to start to go back to that schedule. I think it made things easier, but we got a little greedy with how we wanted to do something. So I think that having some downtime will allow players and simplify the schedule a lot of ways, and it'll make things easier for the players to decide where they want to play, because it's I think it's just more difficult than it needs to be. I mean, the season needs to be a certain time. Then there's an off season, allows things to get done, whether it's clubs, whether it's sponsors, whether it's rejuvenating the body, working on your swing, working on your body, getting things. It just makes things a whole lot easier. So I think it's something that needs to be done, and it'll work its way through, and we'll be better off in the next 3 or 4 years as a result of it.
All right. I have a little surprise gift for us. I know, Craig, you've got 5 minutes left, but you know, this PGA Tour champions, the Champions Tour really does change the lives of numbers of players. Boo Weekly told me about being out there, and so did somebody else. Tommy Two Gloves Gainey, a very popular name on the tours for many, many years. Tommy was on my television show, Match Play with Ray Adams, a number of years ago back when he played in the Phoenix Open, and we filmed there. And Tommy is now on the Champions Tour. He not only is a champion from the PGA Tour, but now you're a champion on PGA Tour Champions. Tommy Two Gloves Gainey, how about it, Tommy?
Well, first of all, I'm lucky and blessed to be out here. I mean, God has definitely blessed me in a lot of different ways. I have my health where I can compete out here with the legends and Hall of Famers. And as I said earlier, I played with Bernard Langer today. And, you know, idolized him as far as when I got older and just seen his accomplishments out here. The list of the players and the people that he has beat.
Oh.
I mean, it's the list of who's who, other Hall of Famers. And today I experienced the person.
Okay, so let's drill down two more questions. One more will be this one. What did you learn from playing with Bernard Langer today at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship?
Well, first of all, he is all class. That's the first thing. Very nice. And, you know, he's still a heck of a player.
You two share the same faith.
Right. And we do. We do. And that's really good. That's really good.
Yeah. We all three do.
But, you know, he's, 68, I think he is?
Yeah.
And to see him, the way he went around the golf course today, he had a couple unfortunate breaks, but he still got it around good. He still hits the ball pretty good ways.
Back to you. What are you going to do on the off season? You've won on the PGA Tour Champions, so you know you belong here.
You know it week in and week out. You're just as good as anybody to win. Maybe not the history of being right. all that, but you can win.
Right.
What will you do during the off season to get ready?
I'll still play some, but you know what? It's about spending time with the family, because now, as we all know, Thanksgiving's in 2 weeks, and then Christmas is a month away after okay. that. So it's going to be all spending time with my family and hanging out with my parents, my boys, and just experience the family life, just being a father.
Tommy Two Gloves Gainey here at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship, PGA Tour champion this year. There you go. Enjoy your holidays. Great to see you again after all these years.
Ray, happy holidays, and
you
be safe.
Blessings.
God bless.
Okay, you too. On Great American.
All right, there he is, Tommy Two Gloves Gaming. Craig, I know you're going to be heading out here in about a minute or two. Bob and I will continue on for a couple more minutes. But what do you make of Tommy Two Gloves Gainey? He is such a down-to-earth, such a nice guy.
He's a guy that's continued to stay true to himself and keep grinding and working. And he's now been able to do it on two tours, and he's still out there grinding and making well. So I think it's good that he's able to show what being able to continue to keep pushing and stay true to yourself will do for somebody.
Well, and the money that he's already won this year on the Champions Tour, forget about the money that he won, you know, along the way through the season. And yesterday he finished strong in third place. Tommy's a heck of a player. And Bernard Lyer talked about that when I interviewed him. So there's just a lot to watch for as these players' lives are changed, many of them, going over to the PGA Tour Champions. The money there, the exposure there, the new sponsorships there, monies from sponsors, it will change their lives and completely ignite a whole new second career, Craig.
Yeah, and I think that's great, and it allows – you know, golf to speak to a different generation and for people to continue to watch them and grow the game.
And we get to be here to be a part of it. All right, Craig, I know you've got to take off. You've got some teaching and golf to do and some networking to do. We appreciate your being with me. Craig
will
join us again, of course, for Great American Golf this coming Saturday morning. Dr. Bob and I are going to continue on. Dr. Bob, what about Two Gloves?
Well, I like the I just like the brand Two Gloves.
I do too. I love it.
I like that and his baseball background. And I obviously he's a guy that came up from hard work and the bootstraps, the blue collar type of player.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoyed. And I've seen a number of those players find a second life on the Champions Tour. So I always like that.
You go back in history, Bob, I'm sure you could just write off the top of your head name. We could both of us name numerous players that were sort of wallowing around in obscurity after being on the PGA Tour, and they go to the Champions Tour, and back in the day it was the Senior Tour, and then it became the Champions Tour. And especially now with the money there and the sponsorships there for the players, it completely reignites them as far as their exposure to the fans and their brand, and of course, obviously money in their pocket. We can name players that just went from the dark and came into the light on the Champions Tour. I expect Tommy Gainey is going to be one of those. What about Boo Weekly? I caught up with Boo.
Boo, am I correct that he's had some injuries over the past few years or not?
He's got a lower back problem, and that is something that he talked about. And, you know, I mean, well, you know, what do you do? We'll see if I can pull off another little, maybe miracle.
Yeah. He's got a,
questions. All right, greetings, everybody. Ray Adams over at the Schwab Cup Championship, and this is the big season ending at Phoenix Country Club 2025, and I'm standing with one of my favorite players for so many years, and he didn't know that until I just said it, but I'm with Boo Weekly, and I remember, Boo, the first time I met you and interviewed you was where grown men cry. Where would I have met you where grown men cry? At a golf event.
I'd say...
And they were yelling, hey, boo-boo, hey, boo-boo.
I don't know. Augusta?
Was it at a Ryder Cup?
I don't know.
It was.
Was it? I don't know. I thought you might have been talking about maybe, you know, grown men cry because they happen to play Augusta.
Well, that too. All grown men cry when they play golf from time to time.
Yes, sir.
So Boo Weekly right here with me. Boo, hey, what about the Champions Tour, PGA Tour Champions? Are you loving it?
I am. I'm absolutely loving it. It is. It's been a ball so far this year. Finally starting to get everything back together, trying to get healthy and having a little bit of back issues for the last, you know, I say 7-8 months.
Oh, wow.
It's coming and going and, you know, and it's just... It is what it is, you know. It's just getting old, I reckon.
Boy, I have a great guy for you to talk to. He just wrote a book called Pain Free and Confident, and he's a lower back specialist. Anyway, Boo, what about this golf course in Phoenix? Do you love playing in Phoenix?
I do. It's kind of tough because I ain't used to where how the ball can fly a little bit here and there. You know what I mean? The higher you hit it, the more to go. The less you lower you hit it, it's back to like normal conditions. And I struggled with it a little bit this week.
Do they still, around the Champions Tour, do they still boo you? Do they do boo? Do they do that still?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that's your thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. What it made you famous.
Yes, sir.
So tell everybody what's your real name.
Thomas Brent.
There you go. And where are you living?
I live in Jay, Florida.
And did you know, folks, that every time I hang around with Boo Weekly or a guy that has a big Southern accent like this, I start bringing out my Southern accent because I went to school in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, that's a great place.
Family all from around the Gallatin, Tennessee area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lived in Texas for a long time. So I can put it on.
That's right.
But yours is real and mine's not.
I don't know. I mean, if you grew up there, you're still there.
Boo, give everybody listening on this big show of mine, Great American Golf, just a final word from you about playing golf and maybe even playing in a little bit of pain. Give them a word.
I say the main thing, just have fun. I mean, like today, I struggled today out there, you know. I mean, I had made two doubles and had made some birdies. But, you know, just it's a game, you know. And the whole thing is you got to stay confident and keep believing in what you're doing and just have fun with it because, I mean, it's just a game.
There it is. Boo Weekly here at the Schwab Cup Championship, and we'll catch up with him again soon along the tour trail. One of the most likable guys that I have ever interviewed, and I interviewed him at the Ryder Cup, and grown men do cry because they were crying that day, and I've seen it before at Ryder Cups and other tournaments, but Bob, I tell you, he is truly one of the most likable people I've ever interviewed. So down to earth, just dirt normal. But what a great player. And this is going to completely revive his career. Don't you think so?
Yes. If he stays healthy, that's the big word. I always loved it. And he was the juice behind the Ryder Cup victory in 2008. And I'll never forget him riding that golf club down the fairway on the first tee, like it was a horse.
I'm worried about his back. Aren't you?
Oh, yes. Backs are that's the kryptonite for golfers. Backs are no problem.
But what I want everybody to know is that we have a wonderful, wonderful doctor that is part of this show, a permanent part, and he has been on with me already. He will be back on with me. We've talked about his new book. We've talked about Dr. Gavin and the things that he has to offer through his many, many years of experience is something to behold. And I want to make sure that everybody is aware, and I don't know, I mentioned it there during the interview, but I just wanted to make sure that we talk about Dr. Gavin Rutledge, Pain Free and Confident Golf. He wrote the book. You go to Amazon and you can look up Pain Free and Confident Golf, and you want to get his book on Amazon. We've spoken about it. We'll have him on again, and we're going to talk all about this. So Dr. Gavin Rutledge at Pain Free and Confident Golf, we really, really, really very much are excited that he is a part of this. And so many golfers do play in pain and have lower back pain trouble. Why do they have it? Because of the violent motion through the ball, because of the constant repetition and the history of of wounding the area, stretching the area, pressing the area. And the force of energy that goes through that back as you come through, and just look at Tiger Woods, the historically classic example, Bob.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure there's others in history you can name that struggled with back trouble.
And we just wonder how long Tiger's career could have gone had he not had those injuries. And it's just, you know, it's I don't know if it was in the golfing gods or what, or just in the nature of his daily regimen that causes that. But there's so many players I've watched over the years, from Fred Couples to Ernie Els.
Yes.
To Tom Weisskopf. I watched them all, and every one of them had a different issue sometimes with the back, you know, and how that they were able to stand it. Jack Nicklaus had an issue with his hips, and how were they able to adapt? How were they able to go through their careers?
Well, many just played through the pain. Others had to have treatments. We know Tiger's had multiple surgeries, but I will go back and mention, if you're struggling with your back, everybody, and when Boo said this, and I made the mention, I'm talking about Dr. Gavin Rutledge. He is at golf.painfreeandconfident.com. golf.painfreeandconfident.com. And there you can get his book. It's a number one Amazon bestseller. And we're so excited and grateful that Dr. Gavin is with us on this show and will be for a long time talking about how you can overcome these back problems. You know, Bob, what a great show and what a lot of fun today. Thank you. I'm going to give you the final word to everybody, and then we'll be back on Great American Golf this coming Saturday. And of course, we'll be right there in the middle with the ladies. We'll do some other interviews that I'll be able to play, and we'll make sure that we get that done. And I'm loving my apple juice, everybody. Thank you for writing to me, telling me that you love apple juice too. And by the way, thank you for sending me some of your emails this past week. Just write to me at golfadams@msn.com, golfadams, one word, golfadams@msn.com, and just say, hey, Ray, put me on the list, and I'll add you to my big email list, and you'll get my holiday gift guide that's getting ready to go out. Holiday gift guide coming out with some great new products in there, and then some you might expect, like Tour Edge, like Squares Golf, like Ashworth Golf Apparel. Yes, of course, but there'll be some new ones and different ones that will surprise you and interest you for the golfer in your life or even you. GolfAdams@msn.com. Bob, final word from you.
Well, I know this isn't Thanksgiving yet, but it's close to my favorite holiday, and I do hope that people will be grateful for what they have, and obviously the opportunity to get out and play golf and to enjoy what has always been the game of a lifetime.
It is. It's a game of life, and Tom Watson called it that, the game of life, the game for life. Absolutely, mm-hmm. He did. He was on the show and said that, and those were some of the great words spoken, and thank you for saying that. And Dr. Bob, you know, we are at a time of Thanksgiving. Thank you for bringing that up. I was obviously in the next few shows, we'll talk about Thanksgiving and the holiday, which is coming up in about what, 10 or 11 days. It's next Thursday. So I want to thank you, and I am thankful for you. One of the great golf historians of our times, Dr. Bob, you are. Your work with the PGA of America over the years, unmatched. And you're still working with them and writing and creating. And I just am very thankful to the good Lord above that we were brought together, that you're on the show, and that you are one of the great ones out there. And that just makes this show greater.
Well, thank you.
We have had so many wonderful guest hosts over the years, Peter Longo, Pomp Raswell, my goodness gracious, those two were something else for 10 years, 11 years, 12 years. And then of course, Craig has been with me now for a number of years, and you're here now. And I'm so excited about the future. We'll do a year ending show, and everybody can cry around together, and it will we'll shed a tear of gratefulness and thankfulness and wish everybody happy holidays. But we're not going to do that for a month. But right now, I am thankful for you, Bob, and I want to make sure I say that to you, and so that all of the folks out there, and I know they're grateful too. So we thank you so much for being with us. What a great show. And I want to mention at the end of the show, I've talked about Tour Edge. I've talked about Ashworth. I've talked about my gift guide, and you're going to be a part of it. But I want to, and I've talked about Squares Golf Shoes, of course. And I've mentioned our new sponsor and one of a great new product, GreensideEssentials.com. They're 3-in-1 towel with a removable brush. Love them. Love that product. And we're going to have Kean Skold on, the inventor and founder, and you're going to be shocked when you meet and hear from Kean Skold. He is a wonderful young man, and what a cool guy, and what a wonderful product. I love it so much. I want to thank DL Jones Homes, our resident real estate company. DLJonesHomes.com is where you want to go. Dennis and Lisa Jones, award-winning. They're just the top drawer of realtors, not just in the North Phoenix or the Anthem area where this show emanates from, but they are great realtors to help you anywhere in the country. And we are taking their brand, DLJonesHomes.com, and we want to build their brand into a more national look. Of course, they work and live, and 90% of their business is right here in Anthem in the North Phoenix area, but they can help you anywhere, anywhere all over the Phoenix area or anywhere around the country. And as we talk about DLJonesHomes.com and have them on again soon, we're going to talk about that aspect. But they talk about golf, real estate, the state of real estate, everything you might imagine that you want to learn. But if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, if you're looking to transition out of Phoenix or from another city into Phoenix, DLJonesHomes.com, Dennis and Lisa Jones, they are the best. And we'll have them on again very soon. And then I've just got to tell you, I love Asian food. Well, I love all food. I mean, look at me, you know that. But over the years, I've had culinary giants, the great chefs of the world that I've interviewed. And we're going to pick that impact segment up again in 2026, where I'm talking to some great chefs. We'll have them on the show. We'll talk about food exhibitions because I'm a little bit of a foodie. I don't know, Bob, are you a foodie?
Not really.
I love going to these different food exhibitions and tasting new little things. Yesterday at the Phoenix Country Club, can you believe, for the media, we had steak for lunch at Phoenix Country Club. I mean, there's just no place like it. And it was some of the best steak I've ever had, with mashed potatoes, unbelievably perfectly cooked steak, and the wonderful hot vegetables medley, the vegetable medley. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than Phoenix Country Club. 1899 is when they started, and I grew up going there for the Phoenix Open. That's the home, the birthplace of the Phoenix Open, for many decades, and love it again. So I got to get that plug in there. But yeah, faux legend. If you love Vietnamese food, you want to have it from a Vietnamese person. You want them to be cooking your faux Vietnamese noodles. I don't know when I've had better or if I've ever had better, but right here in Anthem, Faux Legends new restaurant has opened. People are buzzed about it. They're talking about it. They're in, I mean, the parking lot is packed. Faux Legend right here in Anthem, part of my Anthem only segment, is DLJonesHomes.com real estate and Faux Legends Vietnamese food. And Maya, the owner, along with her husband, she is in the kitchen and she has a story. We'll be having them on the show. They'll talk all about it. What a story this young lady has, and coming to America and now opening her own faux noodle food, and straight from Vietnam to Anthem, Arizona. So we thank her so very much, and her wonderful husband. They will be coming on If you're in the Anthem area, the North Phoenix area, wherever you are, make sure you come up to Anthem right there in the Fry's big, huge shopping center is Faux Legend. So I wanted to get a little local in there, Bob. All right, everybody. Thank you so very much for joining us today. What a great show. And Bob, thank you so much. We thank Craig. He's off to working. And I've got to get off and do some more work on my big holiday gift guide. Back with you, Bob, on this coming Saturday for Great American Golf with Craig and all of you listeners. Signing off now. Have a wonderful week. Hydrate. Hey, try some apple juice. Hydrate and make sure that sunscreen is all over you. Take care of yourselves, and we'll be back soon.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.